Hello, Dr. Tori Robeson here, chiropractic practice success consultant, where I teach you how to go farther than you ever thought you could. You're listening to the Chiro Success Podcast. Welcome to part three.
Anything, you have to be able to put it into a graphic form. Okay? Watch this once again. Why do I have to come in so often? Well, Bill, like I was showing you here, okay, when you come in like this, if you come in only every once in a while, you'll be back down in the pain zone very quickly. If you only come in like once a month, that's good, but it's really not enough to stay ahead of all your everyday activities. That's why getting a wellness visit every week is ideal, because it keeps you at your absolute best. See how you use the diagram? The diagram tells the story perfectly. Okay, how about this? Okay, do I really need 24 visits? Well, if you've got 12 visits, you'll end up there. So do you want to be that much better, or do you want to be that much better? That's simple. Can I just come in whenever I want? Well, if that's the case, you'll kind of do that. So do you want that, or do you want that? Go to the gym whenever you want, or have a personal trainer three times a week. Which one's going to get you in better shape? If you're ready, we can get started right now. Nod your head up and down. Head tilt, look into the right eye, nod the head up and down. Angled at 45 degrees, there's all of the posturing, all of the body language, all of the stuff to make you persuasive and make you a great communicator. Able to use your voice like you hear me using it right now. I have inflection, I have tone, I'm excited. I can go, "What are you doing?" And I can say, "You're doomed." Range versus just talking like milquetoast all the time and just putting people to sleep every time you speak. You got to have range. You got to be interesting. You got to take and bring people along to make a decision to save their life, because they're doomed without chiropractic. It's true. Okay? All right. So now very quickly here, back to money. All right? Back to a little bit of money flow action, which, of course, is so much fun. You get me started on this, we'll be talking all the way till tomorrow. But here it is very quickly. You're going to collect money. Clinic checking, just like that. We will have a goal for how much you want to be collecting right there. We use this for setting goals. Now watch how we do this very quickly. Here's the money that leaves you. Here's the money that stays in your life. First thing we want to do is we automatically give money away from the clinic. Tax deductible, usually. We give away something to animals and something to people. We rescue Dobermans. I'm sending Bibles to Libya or whatever it is that's going on over there at this church. Okay, right? Done. Next, we have our expenses. Notice this is a tank, like it holds money. And the money flows down through the pipes. We have our expenses, rent, all of the stuff. And you may even have some practice debt. You owe money on an x-ray machine, equipment, maybe a practice loan. There it is. Money's leaving you. Beautiful. We're going left to right. Then, of course, we're going to get paid into a PC, personal checking. Now, when you get paid, money breaks this invisible threshold here, which means you now owe tax. So now your taxes are under control, and we have a very specific tax system. The money flow system is the key to you becoming wealthy. If you can't handle the flow of money, you will never get money to flow. It's that simple. Oh, I know what I would do with the money. No, you wouldn't, because if you did, you'd already have it. Okay, I have money, like significant amounts, okay, because of my work ethic and all my study and all that, but also because I've become very, very good at money handling and money flow, and that's why we teach it here so well. Okay, now check this out. Now it's in your personal life. You will have personal expenses, and you may have some personal debt, car loans, student loans, something like that. And then what's over here, we have this down here. We just call that fun. That's your life right there. Notice how everything works? Now, here's where we're headed, just so you understand. We recommend that most chiropractors have a simple savings account. We're going to recommend that people have a very specific investing account at a specific place, a specific way, the way we teach. And there's another investing account that's at a very specific place, a very specific setup, exactly the way we teach. And then what we do is we have our automations into these that go into investments, okay, that automatically create cash flow that goes back in and causes these to grow and compound. Now, the point I want to make with you that people don't, we would never know this unless I drew this diagram for you, okay, is what you have to understand is this, very quickly. Once again, can you see how 900 videos is valuable? Because this takes time to explain and get you to understand it, let alone put it in your life. Every one of these things is just the starting point, okay? It's just the starting point of all the different things that we need to be able to get up to speed and get taught well. Okay, so check it out. Here's what's happening. You can collect money, but most chiropractors keep it. They don't know what to do after that. They don't know how to get themselves paid and get the taxes under control, and they don't have any idea where to put or what to do with the money. The point I want to make is this, and this is a quote from Warren Buffett. As you go along, you want to be more proud of your investments than you are the practice. I'm going to say it again because it's big. You want to get your investments such that they're earning and growing. This is after overhead, after tax. You put the money in the right place. You had time working for you, and it starts to grow and starts to develop like a puppy becoming a big, powerful, protective Doberman. And over time, you'll be more proud of this than you are the money-making machine that allowed you to do it. Because here's what's going to happen. Okay, you ready for this? Nobody in chiropractic knows how to exit in the future. But here's what happens in Winner's Edge. There will be a time you will sell the practice. That money will go into those investments, into very specific things for that purpose at that time. You will exit the profession. Like that. And then what do? You're not putting any more money into those because you're done with your investing. We now set it up, so now this is what happens. Your investment income pays for your life for the rest of your life. And you have officially won the game. The game you are in is to become great in your profession. Okay, that's the game you're in. Your overall mission as a human being is to keep your health and fitness high. Keep those love and relationships sharp. Okay? And to get your investments going such that your investments will then completely pay for your life and you are free. This is why everybody goes to school, but they don't know it. And of course, nobody can do it. Only 5% of people can do this. Okay? But now that I've defined it and I've kind of shown you this, you see it, the graphic went into your mind, you say, hey man, I can get investments and they will start to generate income. I am flooded with dividends and passive income. Okay? It's like the most fun thing ever. I do all my chiro work, and when I go home, I kick back on a laptop, and that is when I look at these things. I don't deal with this when I'm here. When I'm here, I'm Tori the chiropractor consultant guy. This is part of my personal world, okay? So it's business number one, and this is your business number two in a sort of a funny way, okay? And there will be a time that number two takes over for number one, if you do everything right, which is what? You get the right money, you get the right layout, you get the right equipment, you have your fees correct, you have all the systems and the procedures and the scripting and your tax paying, and you have the staffing correct and their hours and who does what, and you have this beautiful, graceful office, all right, that serves the community in a grand way. And again, all of those things take a lot of training to do. Everything is easy. It's just a bunch of little easy things. But there's a lot of it, and it takes help to get it implemented at a high level. Okay, I've got obviously a lot of things I can talk about here, but what I wanted to do is I want to get this drawing knocked out, and then I will hang on here and I will handle any questions about anything that anybody has specifically, okay? And
we're just explaining how it works when we do it.
Tori. Yeah. Tori, really quickly, I got to interrupt you.
Because it's incredible. If one goes and they all go,
I gotta interrupt you quick.
I hear you.
Okay. I gotta leave because I'm at a marketing event here. I'm at an HOA event.
Yeah,
but
good.
Tell these new guys to get their screeners ready. Here's my I'm doing chair massages, and then I got my banner and I got my gift certificates. Mm-hmm. And there is, let me flip this camera here. Well, I'll go like this, but there's about 100 some odd parents here that I'm in a get my hands on and get him into the clinic.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you see that he's out there hitting the streets and doing everything he can to get new ones in. And it's fantastic. And he'll do those anywhere he can find one, anytime that he's free to do it. And that's what it takes when you go to a city where you don't know anybody. All right. I'm glad you shared that with us, Jacoby. All right.
Yep.
Now you're
done. Thank you. Peace.
Great job.
Peace.
Great job. Okay. All right. Now, Katie, if you want to turn your voice on, your audio on, maybe you can guide me through how we want to do our drawing of awesomeness here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be easiest if, because we want to still give everyone a chance.
Yeah.
I want to make a reminder that if your account is private and we are not following you yet, just make your account public so that we can see your post. And then I think what will be easiest is that we should just do the drawing when the call wraps up so everybody has a chance to make
it. Yeah, but a lot of people might have to get going here. That's the
whole thing. No, but we'll DM the winner.
Okay, that sounds fine.
So we'll DM the winner and then we'll get the information to whoever.
That sounds fine. Okay, good. So I'm going to roll on here.
Yeah.
And then we'll check back in with Katie here in a little bit. And then even though it may not be live if you're gone, we'll have our drawing then. Okay, so I'm going to hang out here. I'm going to bring you back over where I can see you. I've got you over on one monitor so I can look at the other one, but now I'm going to get you square in front of me here. Now, we might have to have some help here because there's so many. I only have one screen, but this is multiple screens of people. So you might have to put it in a chat, or you can just raise your hand and wave, all right? But now we're here, and I want to handle any questions that anybody has about practice, money, anything you can think of, okay? All right. And like I say, it's easy to kick back and just have it be story time with Tori, okay? But I want to make sure I hit the nail on the head with anything. You can't leave and go, he didn't talk about this. Yeah, it's because you didn't ask, okay? It's your responsibility to ask, not my responsibility to guess at what's going on inside your mind. Okay, is that you, Kyle? Kyle, you want to say something? Okay, Kyle, good to see you, man.
Hey, Tori, can you hear me?
Of course. You sound great.
All right. Perfect. I just had a question on if you could explain the benefits and the differences between building a two-room corridor versus the three-room corridor, the significant benefits. And if I'm building...
You cut out there a little bit, but I think I understand the question. Hold on, we lost you. Go ahead. Say it again.
Sorry. So the two-room versus the three-room corridor. And if I'm in my command center and I have... TR1, the pelvic bench, and a cervical chair. Yeah. Do I replicate that in the third room?
Okay. He asked a great question.
And the other benefits between the two and the three.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, listen carefully, everybody. You're going to have a certain amount of room. It isn't like you can just go out and get what you want. You have to pick from what's available. It doesn't matter if I want a purple Lamborghini. There's a silver one, there's an orange one, a black one, and a yellow one. That's what I get to pick from, generally. You get the idea? So we have to look at the space you have available. It might be shaped like an L. There might be columns in the middle, weird storage rooms. Where's the power box? How high are the ceilings? Where's the back door? Where are the bathrooms? All of this stuff comes into play. If you can have the three-room corridor, it is superior because the corridor has to be the exam, okay? The exam and x-ray room is one of them, okay? Like this. Watch, I'll draw it. It would look just like this. Okay? Okay, just like so. Okay, so here's the exam and x-ray room. Console, window, x-ray machine, bench, chair, stool, and the mirror goes right there for exams. Okay? Now next to this, if you have just two rooms, it will look like this. Okay, command center desk, full set of equipment, trap door to the exam and x-ray room. There's the two rooms. Those are the essentials. You have to have that right there. Like Dr. Walter, who everybody knows in the group, that's what he has because that's what he has room for. Okay? Okay? Just like so. Now listen carefully. If you have a little bit more room, you could have like full equipment in here so you could actually, because this is probably almost all the adjusting. This is exam, x-ray, and you can do report stuff in here. If you have a little bit more room or it's wider, okay, you could have equipment in here and you could adjust in there also, okay? So this is, you have to have that. There's no office that opens that does not have that. If you can't have that, you have to get to a place where you can have that, because this is the big secret, along with 10 other secrets in the layout. Okay? They're your things you have to have. See, if you have a car that goes 110 miles an hour, nobody cares. But if you want to go 200 miles an hour, now you have to have the horsepower. You have to have the body panels with aerodynamics. You have to have the wider tires. You have to have the transmission that'll push you there. See, you have to have these things, period, for high performance. And the office is exactly the same way. You have to, or an aircraft, or an offshore powerboat. You have to have certain things for certain levels of performance. Okay, so phase one, two-room corridor, examine x-ray, primary adjusting doctor command center. See, you just pop up and you're right there. You don't have to go anywhere. People come to you. You have open speed with closed exclusivity. Now listen carefully. The more open you're adjusting, the less money you will make, because it's less exclusive. People don't want to pay as much for it. It's the way it is. It's always the way it's been. It's always the way it will be. It's that simple. So we want to have open speed with closed convenience, exclusivity, power, and all of that. That's why these doors are glass. This is it's called a full light door. It's mirrored glass so you can see out. And again, by the way, so some of you who know, when we sit at the command center desk, I will design it. So when you sit and you look out, you'll be able to see the front desk and you'll see every person who walks in before you even have to see them. I'm the only person in the history of chiropractic that has ever, ever thought of that or can design that. Unbelievable thing once you have it. Okay? Right? Now, Cam, if you're in Molly's office, she can sit at her desk and see every single person who walked in, and she's 60 feet away from the front desk. Okay, who do you think drew that? Okay? All right. Next is this. If you have a little bit more room, then we go to, okay, the ultimate. Because here you can have a new patient or report and adjust. You can kind of get two things going on at the same time. But if you have this, okay, let's say it looks like this in this case. Okay, Doctor Command Center can look out the mirrored glass thing and see who just came in to the office. Okay, the doctor can pop up, watch this, right here for new patients in the x-ray and exam room, right here to adjust, and right here is what you might call the overflow, the primary adjusting. Anybody comes in, they get put there. Okay, the slow person gets put there, the lady who's slow gets there, the mom with the three kids that run around and slam the doors get put there. Okay, so you can go over here and go boom, 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 and you're gone. So you're doing this. New one. New one. New one. It's unbelievable. So if you have the space, we get the three-room corridor, and the perfect setup is where you are in the center of it, so you have access to both rooms perfectly, and we have it situated where you can see out the mirrored glass, and you can see everybody who's walked in the office. This is the ultimate, okay? That is the premier plan that exists on earth ever in chiropractic, and you can see why, okay? Because look at this. You can have a new patient ready to go. You can adjust somebody here, wrap up a report, go in, do the consult, come back, adjust somebody, go back in and do the exam. Okay, have them change, go back and adjust somebody, come back in. See, you can sit there and you're doing all of this stuff simultaneously. There's no waste of time doing everything linear or walking or waiting. It's just the way it's done. Okay? That was such a great question, Carl. I'm glad you asked that. Okay, who's next? Wave. Oh, we have one in the chat. I thought I saw. Oh, where was it? Hold on. Let me get to the bottom there. Jacoby wanted to be on. Okay. Oh, Philip. Let's do Philip first. Where are you, Philip? I can't see you. Gotcha. There you are. Okay, jump on. What do you got for us, Phil? Good to see you.
Hey, man. Hopefully this isn't a silly question.
No.
So last year I made about $92,000 as an associate, and I've got a little over $10,000 saved. and I have an option to either go part-time while I'm opening up or stay full-time, continue to save for opening up at the top of next year.
Yeah, just in
that scenario, which one sounds like a better idea for you?
Okay. Well, my first thing would be, why don't you just open your office before the 4th of July of this year? What are you waiting for? Call a guy, get a loan, go find a space, move into your new office, be up and running by the 4th of July, 100 a week by football season. What are you waiting until next year? Why? We don't wait to win. We don't wait to achieve. We don't wait to advance our lifestyle. 92K, that's what I'm talking about. People see that's poverty. That's a poverty situation because that's 92 and then you got to pay tax. So there you are living like, I don't know, a guy who works at Home Depot or something. Okay. So my recommendation would be just on that data would be forget all that. Reassess your mind. You want to have your own office. There's nothing to wait for. We already have the connections for money. I've never seen anybody not be able to get money. Okay. And it's easy to find spaces, go into a space, get a website, grab a tax ID number, open up a couple bank accounts, buy some posters, lease some software, get a business card. This is not hard. It's like moving into an apartment. There's nothing to wait till next year for. Procrastination is another form of quitting. So Phil, I'm going to recommend you get after it. Okay. But really, I'm going to look at it like this. Once I know I'm going to want to have my own office, I am not going to waste any time anyplace else. I've got to put you. You have to put all your effort into it. It isn't like, well, I'm playing some baseball and I want to go play football and be great. Should I still play a few? No, it's gone. Everything goes toward this because it requires that. It requires a 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., 7 day a week, pride swallowing siege to be a winner. You're just in a place where they send people to you and you just show up. You got it. It's time to play in the bigger game quick. So I'm going to recommend you sit there and say, ask yourself this question. How fast really could I have my own office open, okay, and start to be profitable? How fast could that happen? And it could be by Memorial Day if you wanted it to be. So the 4th of July is, if a student can graduate and be open in the next 90 days, with your experience, it'll be even easier. Okay, but I'm this. I'm not going to dink around. Once I know I'm going to do something, it's gone. It's all here, period. Okay, and you can loan the money to the practice and you can get the money to get going and you'll be okay. If it's convenient and handy and you can earn a little bit of money, maybe for a little bit, but this, you've got to get rid of that because you see, it's the burning your ships story. Cortez lands. Everybody starts, all the troops, they look back, the ships are burning. What did you do? And the guy says, well, I guess we have to win now, don't we? You got to get rid of all of that old stuff. You can't keep your foot in that pool. You're diving into this one full on attack with everything you have because that's what's required to really do what you're capable of. That's a great question. We could handle that more a little bit more specifically, but you just get my general approach on that. You need to get on offense. You're thinking about playing too much defense. Isn't that right, people? You observe that? It's defense. It's trying to preserve something versus go for something. Get on offense, get the new office open. There's no looking back. Okay, I'm glad you asked that.
Thank you.
You can have a few more questions on that, but we can handle that stuff specifically, okay? Okay? Yeah, you need to get your own office open as fast as you can, period. That's it. That's the challenge. Here's the winner's edge. Can you fix your own problems? Problem is you don't have your own practice. Can you fix that? Well, how fast can you fix it? Well, you can fix it pretty fast if you want to. Call the money person, start looking at spaces. Okay, money secured, sign space, office open, use your experience. People love you, 100 a week, you're profitable. There's no looking back. And now you've got what you want and you can build the incredible lifestyle. Okay? Okay, great. Okay, let me do this one that's in the chat quick. I'm an associate seeing $350 a week with open adjusting, 3.5 days. I'm transitioning out of the host doctor's office. Host is using a different coaching group. I can leave any time between now and the end of the year, next month. Okay, I would like to buy an existing practice along the East Coast. There are many for sale for many reasons. What are your thoughts? Listen carefully, people. Listen carefully. Should you buy a practice or start a practice? Now, here's the general rule. You only buy a practice if you cannot find a place to start one. Why? Because if you cannot get the money, okay, you have to buy one because the practice is collateral to get the loan. So normally we only buy a practice if you cannot get the loan and get your own space. And here's why. Remember now, this is a math problem. Okay, I want you to watch this. Sure, if you got some, quote, old guy who's practiced 46 years and he's got something for sale for $46,000 and he's got 9,000 patient files and it's a great location that you want, this might be okay. But if you want to go and buy something that's $460,000 or $700,000, why would you do that when you can build the same thing for $250,000? And have it be perfect instead of having to go in and have the CAs not like you because you're just the new boss that they didn't want. You got to remodel the whole thing because the layout's garbage. You don't like the paint on the walls. You got to rehash everything. Okay, you're going to have to revamp the whole practice anyway. Plus, you have to pay for it, and then you have to revamp it all, and then you got to restaff it. All for why? Why? No. Okay, Tori. I have a chance to get this pile of junk car and whatever. Should I buy it or should I just build a new race car? If you have the money, you build a perfect race car the way you want it. You don't take this thing and have to overhaul the whole thing. You do not want to buy a practice. I do not recommend ever buying a practice unless it is an absolutely sweet deal in an unbelievable location you can't duplicate with perfect square footage and it doesn't need a $20,000 or $50,000 remodel. Okay? You get the idea? Again, this is a serious math problem based on what's available. I will say it this way too. You survey everything that's available, all available spaces, all possible practices for sale in areas you want to go in. And then it is a math problem. How much money can I get for a loan? What spaces are available? What practices are available? And you have to survey from what's available and make the best choice. But normally the best choice, if you can get the money, is to make your own place perfect versus inherit this thing and have to overhaul it yourself. You get the idea? But sometimes that can work if there's value. You with me here? Value. If you get more than what you paid, then yes. But if you pay for it and you could have got the same thing for half as much, okay, you lose. Okay? Because that's a big, huge loan on top of your student loans. You get the idea? All right? When you wouldn't have had to have it. And the office would have been perfect right out of the gate and never need anything that takes time and effort and stress. You got to be super efficient here. But you have to survey from all possibilities. Okay? So we can take a look at that if you wanted to visit with me personally. The good thing about you is you've learned how to see some volume and have some good treatment time. But with that volume, you want to collect a lot more, which is what you would do with our practice models, which we didn't have a chance to really get into, okay? An office, a CBP type office, okay, that would collect 50. If you winners edgified it, it'll collect 100, okay? All right, so that's $600,000 more a year. So that's millions more over a career. It's two completely different ways of living, but that's your choice, okay? We want to work within your technique, but I will have the suggestions on how to maximize it, okay? Okay, let's go to Colby here. Colby, where are you here? Can we get you unmuted? CK. Katie, can you help me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead, talk loud.
All right, cool. Yeah, opening in about a month, and I was kind of wanting to get your expertise on a soft opening with like family and friends to fine tune systems and flow.
I hate all of that.
Okay, just go for it.
No, it's this. Listen carefully. When does the office actually open? By the way, every office, it's a soft opening. It isn't like you got 100 new ones that are going to pound down the door. You know what I mean? Every office opening is, it's like you're open, but it doesn't seem like it because there's nobody there. Here's the official recommendation. Once all the banking is set up, all the automated payments are set up, once the website is fully live and all of that functionality is there, once the software is perfectly current and you're ready to do everything, see, the office will look like it's ready, but it's not. It's like a car. It looks like it'll drive. No, it won't. If you get in it, it's going to take a big dump. You get the idea? Once the office is truly ready, here's what happens. If we roughly know when that day is going to be, we're going to go back here about 2 weeks, okay? Okay? And this is where there's going to be more staging before then. But once we get to about 1 week, once you know that you can actually make an appointment that's real, once you can actually make appointments and people can come in because you have the certificate of occupancy for the space. and your malpractice insurance and the state board, and everything is all legal and ready to go. You're actually legitimately, legally ready to open, and physically and psychologically. About a week out from that, once you can start to make appointments, this is when you unload everything. We have a whole 90-day practice explosion system for this, okay? The soft opening, it just happens because you're just now open. That's it. Period. You're open. Okay? Like that. I don't even recommend grand openings because I don't want people to think I'm new. I want to be there and have people come in, and it's like I've always been there. I'm a staff, especially if you're new. You get the idea. But that's me. I'm the king of the sneak attack. I come in quietly. All this stuff happens, all this promotion happens, and people come in and the place looks like it's been there for years. Pictures all over the place, action, music, flow, team. You get the idea, like a McDonald's. When they open perfectly ready to go the next day. They don't open with one cash register, and then once we get busy, we'll get another one. They open ready for a busload of soccer kids. And that's what when that place is open, it's fully equipped, fully ready for what you want to do for high performance, unless you don't have enough money to do that. So 1 week before, all the website stuff starts, all the social media, the mailing out to the 1,000 local businesses, the new patient generator, you walk into the 400 businesses, you write the letter we recommend, okay, that goes to all your friends and all your family and every single human being you know in the world, every person you know, all friends, all family, neighbors, old coaches, parents, friends, everybody get your new business card. Everybody's invited to stop in and say hi. And of course, you'll check them for free and you'll work on them for free. Get the idea for that first visit. All right. So it's just when you're able to be open, we work back and then everything unloads because you need 100 new patients as fast as possible, period. Because 100 new ones is going to get about 60 or 70 to start. Okay. And that 70 to start, boom, you're at 200 visits a week immediately. The record in the group is 100 visits a day by the end of the 8th week open. That's the record. That actually beat my record of 100 visits a day in like 10 weeks, okay? But again, I didn't have the winner's edge stuff to use. I was inventing it back at that time, okay? So when you're ready to be open, you just start. But again, here's the point. With all friends and all family, they have to be treated very specifically. What are you going to charge them? Who gets a deal? Okay, if the brother's girlfriend, does she get a deal? Okay, how far does this go? How does this work? The way the fees work for all family, all friends, all people, you got to know what that's going to be because the word is going to spread quick among the people that know you. Oh, I went in there and it didn't seem like he knew what he was doing. Or I went in there and he charged me this and he charged her that. You get the idea? You got to have the plan for how you're going to handle all friends, all family, all buddies. The guy that works on my boat, okay, and we have a very specific way we do this, where we really make them feel special, but we don't slice our own throat and have a collection per visit that puts us in the danger zone. Okay? All right? You've got a lot of good happening there, but there'd be some specific things we'd want to talk about here directly. Okay? Okay. All right.
Thank you.
What else? Nice job there. Okay, Chris, what do you have for us, Chris? Oh, I want to come down there and hang out with you for 3 months as you open. You realize that? I want to walk around and show you how to walk into these businesses, okay, and just take over. Anyway, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, sorry, I tried to turn my camera on, but I've got some setting issues going on here.
We can hear you fine. We can hear you fine.
Okay, cool. So I was just wondering, does your system work with people who do more of the functional medicine side of things? My current technique that I've been training
What is functional medicine? Is that listening to their symptoms and then giving them supplements like a real doctor? What does functional medicine mean?
Pardon?
Okay, just describe. Functional medicine can mean a lot of different things, so define it for us for you.
Treating conditions that range outside of the spine in terms of things like autoimmune disease.
Oh, we have all kinds of that stuff. We got people doing... brain retraining due to brain injuries, concussion care. Of course, we have all kinds of all of that stuff. Of course.
So how does that?
What my systems have nothing to do with that. Your technique is your technique. You're the artist. I'm just going to show you how to have the right layout, flow, timing, fee structure for all of those things, and the money flow and the management and the employees. There's nothing special about what you're doing.
I didn't think it was. I guess I was just going with, how do you manage, like, you know, if you're rehabbing a stroke patient who obviously is going to need more than a single minute, how do you rectify that with trying to see 100 or 200 or 300 patients a week?
Well, this is pretty straightforward now. When we have specialist practices like that, okay, we're going to have a different fee structure for those services, okay? So we're not going to have, volume won't be the big thing for you. It'll just be what the volume that's possible for those types of services, but we have to make sure that they're priced properly, okay? Now listen carefully. And by the way, and who's doing the services? There's stuff that you can do. There's stuff the team can do, okay? But remember now, your time, listen carefully, DCs, your time is worth $50 a minute. So you spend 7 minutes doing something like that, well, that's $350 you lost. And if you're charging $75, okay, all right, I want you to think about this, okay? The seven people are more important than the one. But if you want to see the one, it has to have a fee structure that makes sense for that model. So what we do in cases like yours is we look at all the codes, all the fee structure, the initial plans, and we make sure you're able to accommodate these people with what you do, with what you delegate to team, with your supervision, okay? And then make sure we have the right fee structure for it. And you can do fine and have a beautiful practice. And we got people you can talk to about that. If you want to say, I want to talk to somebody that's doing different stuff, I'll just tell you who to call. And you can say, hey, you know, how does this work in there? I don't even know some of the stuff these people do, okay? But they have me because I'm the efficient guy, the layout guy, the fee structure guy, the money flow. See the idea? You need what we have more than ever because you're trying to do something here where your fee structure will be very, very important. So we're excited for you, okay? No, you're in exactly the right spot. And we need people like that out there, right? We need people like that, all right? But you have to get it set up right, and you can't sit there and spend a bunch of time with people for $75 because you won't be able to collect enough to do well, okay? Okay, so it's almost like the PT world, right, where they have a different fee structure where they're able to do well, and that's the key. So in other words, here's what it is. People, watch. It's lower volume but with higher fee, fine. And if we have higher volume, we can be more efficient with the fee. That's all. That's all it is for you. So it's just a matter of getting that set up just right for you. And you can do great. And people need you badly. Badly, badly, badly. As you know, these people are really hurting out there. And to be under the care of someone with a chiropractic mindset, it's just they love you compared to the impersonal, sitting down, not caring medical world that they may end up in. So we need you out there doing a great job with these people. All right. What do we got here? You want to go ahead, yeah. Hunter? Hunter, go ahead, Hunter, and then we'll jump over and take a look at the chat really quick. All right, Hunter, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could touch briefly on the timeline and order of getting the major things set before you start a practice with the LLC, you know, all the things like that. I know it's kind of a loaded question, but if you could touch briefly on that.
Well, Hunter brings up a great point, and it wouldn't matter if it was anything you wanted to do in practice, a remodel, moving to a different location because your lease ended and you want to upgrade. Okay, we always have to think this way. Okay, we always have to think sequentially. Okay, like here you are right here. Okay, and we can also get it in a written form like this, okay, where we have checkboxes and you have a list of all the things you think you need to get done. All right. But if I were just going to break down the biggies here, all right, one is you got to get the money. Then we have to find the space. And then we have to get the lease under control. Now, listen carefully. You have to get the lease under control because that gets you this. It gets you the address because you can't do anything without the address. The IRS needs the address for your tax ID number. The bank needs the address. The business card people need your address. You got nothing until you have the address, okay? Now, as this is all happening, We have to get going on equipment being ordered because many of it will take 2 months to get. And chiropractors don't know that. Do you think you're just going down and get tables like you're buying a Camry? No, it doesn't work like that. You got to get this stuff and x-ray stuff going and getting it. So you can't be ready to be open here and still be waiting for a table there. That was just poor planning. Okay? So it's money, space to get the address. The equipment is all on its way. Now the place is being built out, which is the most expensive part of opening the office. And this is what kills most people because they don't estimate this right. Okay? Now, all the meanwhile here, here's what's happening that the chiropractor falls asleep on, and it's memorizing scripts. Believe me, if you had a big concert right here, you would know the words to the songs. And this is much, much bigger than going to watch Elton John, who's just entertaining people. We're not entertaining people. This is heavy-duty stuff. They're letting you touch their spinal cord and nerve system. So we have to make sure that we are ready, okay? Now, along the way here, there's a million things. The business card, the website, okay? Any promotional materials, there's the software, learning the software, all the codes, all the fees, all the forms, all the initial plans, all the wellness plans, all the stickers you're going to give away to kids, the bulletin boards, the posters that go on the walls, the chairs, the organization of all the office supplies at the front desk. There's a million little things, but they're all easy. It's just a matter of doing them. See, people like you want to know all the stuff in advance, and it doesn't work that way. If I head across town right now to go to the other side of the city, and I said to somebody, I said to the coach, well, I need to know exactly what route to take and how long it's going to take. It's not important. Just start driving. There'll be stoplights and stop signs and some traffic things and lane changes. You just get moving, okay? And what needs to be done, you don't know what needs to, if you're right here, you don't care what needs to be done right there because you got to do that stuff. And then when you get to here, you're doing that stuff. And then when you get down to here, it will be revealed to you what needs to be done as it needs to be done, okay? Especially with our checklists and all of our startup stuff, okay? So it's a great question. Of course, this can be different for everybody with the specifics, but the overall formula is exactly the same. All right. Okay, let's do this one really quick here. Tyler Jordan makes a good point. Great concept to help people, but it's not really scalable. And that's a modern word that people use, scalable. And scalable in chiropractic means how many people can you help? And we have to make a choice on that, but we'd have to have a fee structure that accommodates it. Okay, check this out. Hold on here. And another good point. If we have an office visit that may take longer, like say it's a stroke person, we can fill in around the cracks with many faster, great wellness visits. So you kind of can have the combination of the two. Okay, where you might have a longer, say, a stroke person, but you can sneak away a few times and adjust one or two people and have everything flowing beautifully, and you can still have some respectable volume, but yet take care of those more complex cases. You can have both. It's just a matter of engineering, and that's why the corridor system is so important. So you can have somebody out here in this area, but you can sneak in there, and you can handle those people that want to get adjusted quick on their way home from work. Okay, what's my opinion on leasing versus buying? Well, very simple here. Check this out now. You ready for this? This will blow your mind. In most cases, if someone was going to give you a building for free, I would tell you not to take it. Why? Because you're going to have to remodel it, which is going to be huge money. You're going to have to redo the roof. The asphalt and the driveway is going to need to be done before too long. Oh, now the HVAC system that was 15 years old tanked, and you have to pay for all of it. And now you got this thing which is basically like having a special needs child called a building. So if, okay, what we do once again is in your – now, around here where I'm at in a really uppity urban area – any building here is going to be so expensive, no chiropractor is going to want to buy it. So it's not even a possibility here. But if you're in a rural area where you can buy a building, then it's a possibility. So it depends on this. You survey once again. You look at all spaces for rent or buy, all of them. And again, you do the math. And this is what chiropractors suck at. Tori, should I do this? Show me the math. Oh, I didn't do any math. I think I'm going to hire an associate. That's what a chiropractor says when they suck at math. Because what they're really saying is, I want to figure out an ultra complex and treacherous way so I can take home less money and be more stressed out. So I think that's what I want to do. That's the reality of it, okay? So we look at all potential spaces for rent or buy. We do the math. If there is a building that's for sale because, say, a dentist retired, and you can go into it and it's going to need a certain dollar amount to turn it into a chiro office, and you can assess what it's going to need in the future for phantom costs, okay, and the math works out, well, then yes. Watch this. You ready for this? Does Home Depot own their buildings? Do they own that real estate? And the answer is no. Does Chipotle own their buildings? No. Lifetime Fitness here in the Twin Cities, fitness place, do they own those big buildings? No. None of them own their buildings. They rent their buildings from one of our favorite stocks, Realty Income. They don't want to deal with the building. They just want to sell home goods or burritos. So you think all these people own real estate. They don't. They don't want to deal with it. They just want to rent. Like, I rent here, and I could buy or build anything, okay? And I rent. Why? I make one payment every month. I don't worry about anything. I don't think about anything. Nothing is on my mind. I don't have to worry about anything. My mind is completely free to do what I do that earns income. Unless you're in an area and there's a killer deal on something that's nice and there's nothing else available, you just have to survey the situation, do the math. It may be rent, it may be buy, it just depends, okay? But generally speaking, renting is superior in almost all cases, except there can be some exceptions depending on the area, okay? So again, you look at everything. Tori, what should I be looking for? You look for everything. And even beyond that, warehouse space, showroom space, industrial space, flex space, retail space. You're like, my office isn't a warehouse. My last office, it's my own invention. I rented a warehouse, 11,000 square foot mixed martial arts training center with my office in the corner that I got for free because I helped fund the gym. So I got to just use a corner of it for free. That's how I was able to get my overhead down to 10 or 12%. I paid no rent. Okay? All right. Then I actually rented out some of the space in there. So I was getting paid $5,000 a month to have the space. But that's why I'm the consultant, right? So you survey everything available, then you pick the best one mathematically. I'm so glad you asked that. So glad you asked that. Let's go to another one here. Should you use a commercial real estate agent? Oh, Philip, what a great question. Listen carefully, everybody. Listen carefully. Why, even though it may happen, and I've got personal friends that do this for our people in the Twin Cities, why do we not want to use a real estate professional to find a space? Just take a guess at why you do not want to do that. You think they work for free? They work for free? Who pays them? Who pays them? They get a commission based on the total dollar amount of the lease that the landlord has to pay because you showed up with an agent instead of showed up by yourself and you could have got more money towards your build out. So what the ideal situation is, you talking directly to the landlord. You only hire an agent if you cannot find any spaces yourself through LoopNet and through driving up and down every road. You drive up and down every road, you look on LoopNet, and you find a space. Now, they may have an agent that's in-house, fine. Only if you cannot find a space do you get an agent, because sometimes they can find available spaces or spaces that will be available that you won't be able to find. Otherwise, there's no need to do that. You will simply have an attorney guide you through any lease details before you sign anything, okay? All right, so you only get an agent if you absolutely have to because you can't find anything on your own. And that does happen on occasion, okay? But generally speaking, many times you don't have to do that, all right? See, here I am. Tori, I own commercial property, 5 commercial units. Now, think about this. Every time somebody moves out and somebody wants to come in, I got to pay the leasing agent $13,000 because they brought me a tenant. And then the tenant wants a $40,000 build-out allowance. So I'm in this for $53,000 and I haven't collected a dollar of rent or even seen if this person's going to have a business that sustains itself. and people think they want to be into real estate. Warren Buffett doesn't own any real estate. What does that tell you? The greatest investor who ever walked the planet Earth doesn't own any rental property. Why? Don't even get me started on why. Okay? Okay? But that's a topic for another day. Okay. Well, yeah, they're definitely scorpions. They do want to get their commission. But a lot of times you don't need them. But sometimes we do, so we have to be careful. Okay, great stuff. All right. Any other questions that we can handle here that are specific for you? Okay. I want to be as valuable as I can here. Okay.
Sorry, I don't know if you guys already answered this one a while back, but this one came in a while ago. Dr. Torrey, in the blue book, you recommended hiring a CA before the office is open.
That's right.
Did you already talk about that?
No, I'm going to do that right now, Katie. I'm glad you brought that up. Listen carefully, everybody. Technology is very powerful for us. And we have a solo DC model where there's no CA. We have a very specific way to do this. We got people getting up to 200 visits a week with no CA. And I mean like almost like no overhead. This is a very beautiful and graceful way to practice. All the way up to if you want to have the big $200,000 a month operation, well, that's going to take 3 to 4 full-time people, and it's going to take 2,500 plus square feet, everything in between. But really, the answer is this. Even with technology, okay, you're going to have a human being there because there's just too much that's going to need to be handled. You're going to start missing too many phone calls. They're not going to have the greeting and the process is handled on the way in and way out. They won't be able to handle the specific things like dealing with an attorney or an insurance adjuster. The idea of really having the big practice, you're going to have some team. Even with AI being as incredible as it is, and it's going to become way more incredible, we're still going to have some team, but there may be some AI things we use for scheduling and some of those deals. So really it's this. If you want to really have a big practice, okay, all right, you're going to end up having to have some team. And if you know you're going to grow and want to do that, well, then I want them right now. Like I would never open without one CA. In fact, many times I've opened with 2 full-time people because I know I'm going to make them busy right away. But if you're there and you're not going to make them busy right away, then you got to do it as you're able to, okay? So technology is cool. We can run solo, but it will get you to a certain point, and then you'll have the one CA, which will set you free to a certain point, and then you'll need 2 CAs to get to another certain point, and then possibly 3, okay? But I want to show – I will show you something here. And this is always in the books, and most people know this who've been around me. But for some of you, you have to understand this, why this is very, very important. Okay, and many of you already know the little graphic that I'm going to show you now that's really going to have a tremendous control over your life. And here it is right here. Let me bring this up a little bit for you. Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you how powerful this is. Check this out. Torrey, I want to marry a chiropractor and we want to practice together. Okay, so there's 2 of you. Now you'll need twice the square footage. You'll need 2 x-ray machines. You'll need twice the parking. You need 4 full-time CAs. You'll need 4 computer stations up front. You'll need twice as many bathrooms, twice as many chairs. You need twice as much stuff, right? There's 2 of you. Okay. If you want to reach maximum performance as a chiropractor, you must practice alone. Period. You can never have someone tied onto your leg and run faster. You can never race on a track and go faster if there's someone around you that's cutting in front of you every once in a while. 2 magnets, when they put them together, don't lift twice as much. Okay? If you move if you double the distance from the x-ray bucky, you have to quadruple the power, not double it. So that means if you have double the people in the office, you have to have quadruple everything to have any chance of any high-level performance. We have never seen any multi-doctor office do what one doctor can do. Not double, but not double or match it, but they can't do what one can do. And there's the physics behind this. So here's what our official, now even though we have like 24 now married couples that practice together, we make them as successful as possible, but it's not the same as if they were to practice alone. So they give up maximum performance for togetherness because you don't get both. Okay? You don't get a ton of room to haul people and go 200 miles an hour. You either get the Suburban or you get the Ferrari. You don't basically get both. But here's what I want to share with you. Look at this on the left. One chiropractor, two CAs. Three people, three relationships. Let's say you have one chiropractor and four CAs. Look at you. You go from three sticking points to 10. You more than triple the stress, the management. Somebody's always sick, somebody's always pregnant, somebody's always quitting because the average CA lasts 1.2 years. You're always having to hire somebody. It's a big pain in the tail every single week of your life compared to that. Three people, one office, collecting $100,000 a month. We are the official experts at that model. Maximum profit in the smallest space with the fewest number of people, the lowest stress, the lowest payroll tax, the lowest overhead overall, and maybe possibly having to go to four. But look at this. You add one human being, but you double the stress. And how about this? Well, there's two of us and we need four CAs. Okay. Well, there's six of you now. Look at this. Look at this spider web. And then they call and say, why are we not growing? Why do I have to spend so much on marketing? Our profit is down. Well, no kidding. You went from this on the left to this on the right, let alone some of these we see down below. Okay? So the name of the game is this, and this is what we do at many Winner's Edge events. Check this out very quickly. We'll get back to this stuff. You want to see the most people with the tightest schedule in the smallest but most perfect square footage, with the least amount of team, with the highest collection per visit, the highest total collections, the highest profit, the lowest amount of debt, the highest amount of automatic investing. You want it all. Okay? That's what you're going for. And there is the model to do that. And we have it. Okay? We have the level 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 models. Then there's a level 6 model, but that's highly classified. That's the $200,000 a month 1DC model. And you've got to have be on a need-to-know basis for me to talk about that one, okay? Okay, so let's go back over to here now since we're having so much fun. Okay, can you speak about the priorities of a solo DC with no CA voicemail? Okay, here's how it works. Let me just do the solo DC procedure very quickly. Here's the big secret. Here's the big secret. There's only a couple things you have to do for this to really, really fly, okay? All right. Well, again, I've got people that do this. Check this out. They rent something in a place like this. Okay? Where you got the fingernail and you got a hairstylist and a person who colors hair, another nail person, where it's one building, but everybody just rents a little cubicle, a little glass box in there. Okay, Salon Concepts, it's like this co-op-y sort of thing. And I got a buddy who's a chiropractor right there. He has a little barrier, he has a desk, chiropractic equipment right there, one room. We graduated together. His dad was a chiropractor, graduated in 1967. Okay, right there. Okay, here's how it works. Number one, here's the big secret. Every single morning, you leave a fresh voice greeting. Hello, it's a beautiful Monday, March 31st. I'll be in the office today from 9:30 until around noon and then back from 3 until 6. If you'd like to be seen, just come in during that time. If you're a new person you'd like to visit about how chiropractic can help you, also come in during that time and I'll work you right into the schedule. Otherwise, leave a message. I'll get back to you on my first break. Every phone call is handled perfectly. That's it. And then when they come in, here's what you have at your front desk. You got a little thing. It's about yay big. It's a little glass thing. And it says, welcome, Jennifer. Please fill out the paperwork on the clipboard. Welcome, John. I'll be right back. I'll be right up in a minute. Little whiteboard. You can just have little messages in case you're busy to greet anybody. Hours on the website. Why don't you have anybody here? Well, I've found because technology and software is so good, I can really lower my expenses, which means I can have a lower fee for you. Everybody loves it here. It's a beautiful way to practice. Beautiful. This, and for many people, is the practice of the future. Like almost no overhead, $450 a month. But if you want to really crush, we're going to have to go to higher levels. It's your choice. We can accommodate all of those, okay? I'm so glad you asked that, okay? All right. And by the way, you're putting everything in. You're doing a little bit of billing. You're just doing it all, but you get very tight and very efficient with it, okay? And because you don't have to see a ton of volume to have high profit, I'm telling you, 30, 40, 50 people in a day, it's easy. Most of them are cash. You're doing fine, okay? You're doing fine, okay? But there will be a point that it is kind of nice to have a human being around and graduate into something that's got that help up front to do all of that stuff so you can be a chiropractor. I'm so glad you brought that up. Okay. Anybody
hey, Tori,
else?
Follow
questions,
up.
Observations? Go ahead.
Hey, can I get a follow-up on – I definitely want to hire a CA, and I'm planning on that.
Sure, working that
into the budget. I'm planning on 3 weeks before opening day. What is the thoughts on that?
Okay, so here's what we have. Notice, once again, sometimes we don't get exactly what we want.
Please continue on to the final section, part 4.